We have a quorum at 6:05 p.m. on Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all. Recognize our board members present. Okay, we have Mrs. Holmes, Dr. Fletcher, Mrs. Robinson, and Mrs. McCarthy. Also, Mr. Capers, Mrs. Marshall, and Mr. Bentz. You guys could take a look at last month's meeting minutes and peruse those. Now I'll entertain a motion to approve. While you guys are reading the minutes, we don't have a ton of stuff to cover tonight. And in light of our valiant leader is has some type of communicable disease that we don't want to catch. So I'm just going to remind everybody this will probably be a short.
So actually, I do have some things from the PTO president that she asked me to present.
Absolutely.
So I'll try to make that short.
No, that's fine. I guess I would say we don't have anything pertinent.
Do my due diligence.
Yeah. But thank you so much for that, Ms. Holmes. Can we put you down under announcements?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Dr. Fletcher.
I move to approve the board meeting minutes.
Second.
2:28.
She's quick.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Mrs. Robinson, that we approve the February 28th, 2019 meeting minutes. Any objections? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved. We don't have any public comments. Mr. Bentz?
Okay, does everybody have a copy of the February 28th report?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Starting on page one, the budget, as far as receipts, has not changed from last month, and it's final as far as I know. The expenditure side, the budget hasn't changed. None of the categories have changed. Starting at the top, you can see the sustainment money's all in, the MCI money's all in. This month of state unit formula, we brought in $28,000, so we're now at the zero now. So as far as the state accounts, all the money's in. The next one's a little bit interesting. This is local district. You see we have $5,600 to come in. I don't know if you recall, a year or so ago, DTI was going to give us $6,858. Okay, and we were supposed to get that, I think, December or January of this year. And Sherry contacted him. He said, well, there's some changes in people and so forth, and if we don't hear anything, get back to him in March. So Sherry's going to contact him next week and say, hey, what's going on here? We'd like to get the money this year. Now, if we take that, do you see what we have to take in local funds, 56? Mm-hmm. If we take in the 6,858, we'd be to the positive by about $1,200, okay? Now, let me explain what's happening there. Go back to page six. This is a report you've never seen before. There's a little six down in the corner, handwritten six. Mm-hmm. Looks like this. Mm-hmm. What I want to point out is, you see up in the top line, it says interest on deposits. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Then if you go out there, it's a special fund. And special fund are local funds, federal funds, and so forth. Do you see what we got in the month of February? $992.95. Do you see what we got year to date? $2,400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, when I was up at PCA, I noticed that our interest was way down. So if you go back to page seven, I had them write a letter to the state saying, hey, what's going on with their interest? So if you look up the top of that Jennifer ring, if you just want to read that real quick. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo.
Revised. The key word is revised to accurately reflect the market rate of interest. Mm. Oh, that's mean. So they made a revision that caused a decline in the interest rate with no notification. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So
state of Delaware.
What's happened in the past? When I was business manager in Colonial, we used to get a report every month saying, "Here's the accounts you get interest on. Here's the interest." So today I draft a letter from them, and we'll follow through here the same way. I said, "We got this much money. It's a lot more. Could you explain what your new policy is, what the interest rates are, what's it based on? Because you have a lot of different accounts. We could be missing an account we're not getting interest on, so I'm going to pursue it."
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But that's a little bit of the background. I'm not trying to confuse you, but I knew we were short, and I don't know if our contact only you did anything or not. This is, when you read that thing, you can read a lot of different ways. But we're starting to see some results because... What happens is early in the year you don't have as much money in your accounts, especially your local funds, because they don't give us interest on our state accounts. Mm-hmm. It's just on the other ones. So it does grow, but there's no way in the world that we got $992 this month. And I look back at some of the early months, we were getting $60, $70. So I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Wow.
But the bottom line is if we get the money from DTI and we get like $900 again next month, we'll be in the positive there on local, which that's interest plus the payments from local school districts. So I think we're running well there. If you go down to food service, you see we've taken $184,000 so far this year. You see that on the receipt side? And remember, this is funded two ways. The money we get from federal reimbursement is this isn't on your sheet, $116,009. That's what we took in receipts. Mm-hmm. But we're using money out of local fund balance and cafeteria. $67,000 we've used so far out of the balance. That comes up with $184,000. So the bottom line is, if we come up short in this account, it's better for us because we have more carryover money. And then if you look at the other accounts, they're over. So the bottom line is, I think all of our revenue is coming in as expected, maybe even a little bit better for this year. Okay?
That's good.
And moving on, if we get down to the expenditure side, through the month of February, we've had 17 pays. If you take 17 over 26, we should be at 65.4, which isn't on your sheet. Yeah. You see we're at 63.6,
mm-hmm.
63.1, mm-hmm. So we're running well. Then if you take 8 months of the year, just because pay cycles and year months, we got those two extra in there. If you take 8/12, that's 66.7. We're at 61.7. So we're 5% under, and the more we're under, the more we have for next year. So I told Sherry, I think it's hard to be a leader and turn down things and so forth, but I think she's doing a good job staying within our budget.
Yes.
Okay? And I just want you to know, remember that thing we had with student success? I talked to Kendall Massett, who's head of Charter School Network, and I explained the problem we're having with the planning. She's our lobbyist. And I said, you need to do something. Get that supplanting out of there.
Out of that the epilogue language, or the language that...
Well, yeah. Well, see, it's going to be new legislation.
Okay.
She's our lobbyist, technically. Okay. That's what I call her. And I said, you need to get that out. We have one heck of a mess. And I said, the other problem is, you took away our Division II money for two straight years that we used to have. We have to pay for our rent out of our local funds, local school districts don't. When they run out of money, they go to referendums. We can't. I said, something's got to happen in this budget to give us some more money for operations. I said, last year, they gave us money for teachers, and we passed it through, which we should have.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, our costs are going up. Our rent's going up and everything like this. And I said, if you're not sitting with a balance, it's going to get very tight. So I laid it on pretty heavy today.
Good.
Okay?
Keep laying it on.
Well, I probably will have no effect. Like I have effect on Morton and all the other people.
Your doggedness in that other item got us the money for Ms. McCarthy to make the supplies.
Well, those two did
work.
That was
dogged, but you stayed on it. Yeah. So
right.
It
consistency
out.
Works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did work out.
But if you talk to legislators, we need to have some money that's not tied down that we can use for our operations because our insurance goes up, our utilities go up, our rent goes up. In fact, look at the last page. Maybe some of you have never seen this. Our finance committee asked for a copy of our lease, And I just put it in there so you can see it. It's the last page. Because you can see how it goes up.
Yep.
And if we're not getting any for operations, you know, we got a problem. So it's just for your information. I think maybe some of you have never seen that before. Okay? If you move on to page 2, and again, I always say page 1 is the story. Page 2, if you look at 1726, it'd be 65.4. If you go down there, everything is under 65.4 until you get down to overtime salaries. And most of that is because we've had to have the custodian in because of water problems caused by our owner. So that needs to be put on our agenda, and we need to get some of that money back. Do you see we're at 84%?
Yep.
Okay. If we go down, if we look at substitute teachers, they're over. Do you see they're 101.9? But if a person, when a person's a teacher, they're in code 51.00 up above. You see that? Mm-hmm. On teachers, we're at 62.6. On substitutes, we're 101.9. But when a teacher's not in, they're not going to get paid, so the substitute gets paid. If we take those two accounts together, we're at 63.3, okay. Which is under the 65.4, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let me guess. So wait, you said when a teacher's not in, they don't get paid?
Well,
they have days.
If they have sick days. But I'm saying there are some of them that leave
like
from
long-term.
Yeah, long-term and so forth. It's sort of a hybrid.
I was going to say that.
I've heard paid from the teacher.
Some
I'm a teacher friend.
Do that.
Yeah,
there are some schools that do that.
From the teacher who needs to take the time off. Like their pay goes.
If they don't have any
sick days.
Or
see, if I go out and I'm a teacher and I don't have sick days, they don't get any money.
It's so, like our teacher now on maternity leave. She didn't have the sick time. So she's
like leave without pay, basically.
What happens is people think I get those 12 days, I'm going to use them.
She knows.
But then when you get sick, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Plus the other thing.
STD.
Yeah.
Plus the other thing is when you retire, you get a payoff. Plus if you're above 90 days, you can add those days to more years of service. So there is an incentive to not use them. Above 90 days. If you're above 90 days.
Yeah. Are you talking about the merit system for the state?
Talking about the state system. I'm not an expert on merit.
What's above 90 days? I'm nowhere near.
Okay.
There is a merit system. You can look it up online.
You
get so many sick days a month. Mm-hmm. If you don't use them, they keep accumulating.
Oh, yeah. I never
once you get to 90, that's the maximum the state will pay you for.
Gotcha.
And years ago, people then, once it got to 90, they didn't do anything. So then they said, well, in increments of either 18 days or whatever above 90, they'll give you another year's service, another month's service, which helps your pension. So there are advantages to that.
Yes, but it can't be used until you pass a milestone like 15 year or 20 year. But as long as it doesn't do that, they owe me 2 years of sick leave. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the merit. I'm not talking for merit. I'm just talking school district.
You know what I'm going to
do. Okay.
Thank you for that information.
You're going to be saying Bill said.
You're going to HR tomorrow morning.
Bill said.
Well, buy some more.
The paperwork.
Go and buy some more clothes. I've never seen you in the same outfit twice.
Stop saying that.
He's starting his own clothes line.
You only see me once a month. I have more than 12 outfits.
I know you do. I said I've never seen you in the same outfit twice.
I rotate jacket, fit, flex. It looks like it's a lot, but it's really just a few.
It's called minimalist wardrobe.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's roll.
Finance.
If you look at the OECs, they're running well too, in the 60%. Now, there are items on the next on the bottom of that page and so forth. They're a little bit high and low, but if you take it all into context, we're at 60. Like I said, we're at 61.7. We should be at 66.6, which is running good. If we move on to
one question,
yeah, sure.
Where in here does that additional funds we got for the program for that teacher that we didn't have to couldn't pay?
Okay, different. Let me explain that. Go back here to page 4 or 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, where that is, you see that student success reading?
Yes.
The 79,000.
Okay. Got it.
Now.
Perfect.
She probably didn't put the footnote on. She drops it sometimes when I tell her. You see these asterisks out the side,
mm-hmm.
on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
They're the only accounts that run into this budget. The reason I didn't put student success reading is because I didn't know where we were going. And that can only be spent for that. It can't be spent in a general pot. So It doesn't appear on this report because I control it within that appropriation because we can't spend more than that. We got to spend it for a reason.
Okay.
So maybe I'm not explaining it well.
You explained it very well. Here's my question.
Okay.
Can we spend it for the purpose that it was supposed to be used for?
You have to.
But we don't have to spend part of our money in areas that we normally would have used to cover some of the books or things.
I think they're all new. I think they're all new things.
Was it all new things?
They're all new things.
Oh, okay.
They have to be.
Okay, they're all new things.
I'm good.
Now, Sherry and I talked before the meeting. I said, I'm concerned we got a lot of money sitting here in these new programs and we haven't spent it. She said she was in contact with them and they can't give approval. They're going to extend it beyond the end date. So I said, you need to get in touch with them and say, hey, you're not willing to extend it. We got it late in the year, and you know we had problems hiring that opportunity grant person. You can't run a summer program out of it. I said, ask them what we can spend it for, and we need an answer right away because what's going to happen is early June they cut off all transactions, so we have April and May and a little bit of June, and if we don't spend it, it's gone. So that
you've got $80,000. Spend, buy.
Right now
it's
very specific
what we can.
Yes,
we're on track to spend all but $15,000.
Okay, so but I said, even with the $15,000, can we do something else? Can they give us some approval to do something else? I hate to lose money.
We were hoping to do a summer program,
but they did.
But they said you can't do it.
Okay, I got you.
What they ought to have done is give us 2 years to do it on a new program because it takes time to, you know, to they especially see that's also the educational opportunity grant.
But we should have been granted an exception given that it took until a month ago before they even approved us constantly badgering them to give us the money. So you really only had 4 months to spend.
Well, that's the reason why they waited so late because, you know.
Okay. So unless you have any suggestions, she'll do the best she can.
And she is.
Okay.
I would have asked for an extension to spend at least a couple of months. Because they gave it to us so late.
They don't have the power.
They still said no. Good. Then I'm comfy. You did what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good.
I had the call on Tuesday.
And I guess that's about it. I don't have anything more to say. You know, I probably talk too much most times.
No, you did good.
You were getting to the end. The budget's final. And she's staying within the budget. And I think based on that, we'll do the job.
My famous place here, the web.
That's your wording there. I memorialized that with you.
Before we approve the budget, I just want to bring something up. Doesn't need to be brought up in an executive session, but our transportation supervisor, we previously voted to give her an additional stipend. And I kind of had the amount set on one amount, which we mentioned back in the fall.
It was in the minutes.
And actually, it wasn't because it was in an executive session. But she reminded me when I told her the second part was coming that I was off by 1,000. So Sherry looked through her stuff. I looked through my stuff. I couldn't find any notes. But I do remember when she was previously paid, it was 3, which was like 5 years ago. She reminded me that I wouldn't have asked for the same amount you gave me 5 years ago. And she jogged sort of my memory. So I need to present it to the board that if we could vote on the additional amount. I talked to Bill earlier. I don't know how much wiggle room we have.
Well,
I know you don't have a lot. But
I'm just saying every dollar we spend, we don't have next year. And I'm concerned about enrollment.
So in our legal services or our, I'm looking at one of these lines where there's no, you know, we don't have any movement.
It doesn't really matter what line. Okay. That's not an issue.
How much do you need the motion for?
1,000.
1,000, yes.
1,000. I move that we approve an additional $1,000 to pay for transportation.
Supervisor. Mm-hmm. All right. Second. So it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Mrs. Robinson. To pay the additional $1,000 to our transportation supervisor. Any questions on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. I'll work with Marianne when she returns. All right. Now I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
No, not the
minutes. I mean, I'm sorry. The finances. I apologize.
I move that we accept the finance report as given to us, reported.
Okay. It's been moved by Mrs. Robinson. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. And seconded by Mrs. Holmes that we approve the budget as of February 28th, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Mrs. Marshall.
I don't have too much to report. I did make an update to the end of year calendar to make up for our three snow days. So the last day of school will be June 11th now instead of the 6th.
Does that change graduation date?
Yes.
To what?
The next day, I think it is.
No, the graduation is what,
June 11th is a Tuesday.
So the last day was the 6th, which was a Thursday.
Right.
Then now graduation will be that Friday, the 7th. And then that following Monday and Tuesday are half days.
June the 7th is graduation.
So that information all went home today with the students, or it's in their mailboxes, so it might go home tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I need to know what time I need to be here for that graduation.
Graduation. So I know the kindergarten is at 9.
9 a.m. Thank you. I'll just stay.
And then the fifth grade is usually 1:30.
Yeah, I'll just stay. Okay, good. Thank you.
My son graduate.
Yay. Oh, congratulations.
My last fifth grade graduation.
The last one. That's not good.
Yes, it is.
Because we're losing another expensive teacher.
Just like my new more kids or something.
they're hard to find.
You mind him repeating fifth grade? So we can keep you.
Oh. No, that's all.
I think that would be stifling to my child.
Can you have another child?
No, sir.
Well, then that will put off the start date for the first year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Unless you guys started a preschool program.
We can certainly start. Look for another parent rep, but we still
Kenya
appreciate
might
your
be
time
interested.
On the board, though.
Okay.
The PTO person. Okay. I can bring that. I
She's
can...
mentioned that. Yeah. Hasn't she
Who,
been
Kenya?
Here before? Yeah.
Bring that up, please.
Okay.
All right. Any other announcements?
Just one more. The Odyssey of the Mind team competed a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right. I didn't know we had that.
We had two teams.
We doubled.
One of the teams actually placed second, so they go to States this Saturday at William Henry. So they
we
go
have our first
on.
Trophy.
They go on stage at 11 o'clock Saturday.
At William Henry.
Did we make the paper with that?
I don't know if Odyssey of the Mind does anything with that. I don't think there's anything.
They posted something on Facebook, but I mean, I think it should probably have been.
We need to get something at William Henry. If y'all have something at William Henry, they'll probably be taking a picture. The school got our first trophy. We need a quarter. Because that is positive impact on recruitment.
And it was only their third. This is like their third year. Because Tiana participated 2 years. And, I mean, they barely had students. They maybe had like 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah,
like their
first
couple
year
years.
We didn't have very many.
Tiana participated twice. R didn't want to participate. And, of course, Tiana aged out this year. But, I mean, I think, you know, with them participating for the past 2 years, and you had some repeat students, you had 14 kids. Yeah. I mean, so I think that drummed up the notion of, you know, we want to participate, we want to do this.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I was glad to hear that they had two teams. My nephew was on the one that didn't win, Caden.
They rocked.
But, I mean, I'm sure still, like, you know,
so well.
Just I think that experience
second,
is really good.
Our team was only 28 points from placing. Because they were like,
but that's good.
So close.
Yeah. I mean, because like I said, you have repeating really students, so they got an idea, they got a feel for what it was about. Mm-hmm. You know, those first 2 years, T went. She still came. She came to support Caden, but she still showed up. I mean, she had teams from her school at Postal Weight that were there, so she was, you know, she was excited.
Did we have an assembly for those kids? Those 14?
No, we did a big announcement, and
they're also still. Competing.
They're competing.
Okay.
They're still practicing.
And then
if they
place in States, they'll go on to Worlds.
So can I ask a question? And this goes to
I think I'm in high school.
Their participation and just kind of being uniform like the other kids. I know we had talked about it last year, I think, amongst PTO, and we probably fell through with this about having T-shirts for them so that they look like a team, too. Because I think ours, from the report I got, we might have been the only kids that didn't have T-shirts like the other
So they can schools. Wear a school/team shirt as long as it is not part of their costume. Because the cost they get scored on the costume pieces and their creativity. So, but they can have them to wear at other times, and they can cover it with their costume. They just can't.
Yeah, because like when y'all would have went up to, you know, rather than just having on regular clothes, like to have, you know, the AOD name. So I don't know, is that something we can do? Is that something I can present to PTO that maybe we can support? And I'll get into, you know, some of the things that they've asked. But I don't know if that's something, and I think that was brought up before, but it may be something PTO can sponsor. Like those,
parent,
you know, for those, for the teachers.
My team was also talking about it.
Was it Kenya?
No.
Okay.
It was Peter's mom. Their school does make shirts and sells, and she was okay. going to see about contacting
She
them,
might be so. On PTO, too. I think I know who you're talking about. That would be really, nice. Really active. She's real
and,
good.
And Ms.
She's
Todd,
really nice.
Who is the coach for the other team that's going on to state, she did bring it up to me. But we there wasn't, because what we do is for our field day, we order our shirts from Benedictine. Mm-hmm. They have the printing shop and everything. Mm-hmm. So then we just get plain shirts, and then the art teacher usually would tie-dye them and everything for art or for the field day. But there wasn't enough time to place an order to get them back in time for states on Saturday. So she was going to talk to the students about, you know, dressing.
Wearing the same
dressing
color
the same in the yeah. same color or doing something.
And there's another part to this. Just we're hoping and praying. But if our team does well, mm-hmm. the Worlds is at Michigan
it's
State and East
it's
Lansing.
We got to do some fundraising.
Yeah. Well, they started already. Just in case.
Good.
You know, we
positive thinking.
Yeah, we moved to the forefront as far as being invited to attend.
Uh-huh.
So. They may come to this board later, you know, depending after Saturday where they are.
Yeah, it'll be like $7,000 for the team to go.
Wow.
So.
Now, the state gives some money because I've seen lines in other charter schools lines, honestly of mine, from the state.
So it's my understanding that it doesn't come from the state because I checked into that because I was a parent as well as a coach, and when my child was at CR, and we always got reimbursed for whatever we spent, I thought that money came from OM, and Ada and I checked into it, and then I checked because they said, no, we've never done that. So then I contacted people at CR. I said, well, how in the world did we get paid back for what we paid for the Addison thing?
The district paid for it.
And the district. They said that comes from the district.
And
we don't.
You think the capital district would give us
some? Sure. You just asked them.
Right,
they asked me for a referendum.
Yeah. You can run over there. Yeah.
I mean, Ada and I talked about that we have to start fundraising for it because it's
7,000.
Well, no, even just Odyssey. I mean, Ada and I are paying for Odyssey out of our own pockets. Whatever they need, we've just been.
That's admirable.
Buying. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we just need to start fundraising and try to cover that as well. Yeah.
Anything else, Sherry?
No.
All right. Thank you, Ms. McCarthy.
I do not have anything.
Mrs. Holmes.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. So I received an email today from Kenya Mickens, who is the president of the PTO for AOD. She asked that I present, you know, a number of different things to the board for consideration. The first was with respect to the student uniforms. And again, and I'm not couching these in any specific terms. I'm just going to give them to you and let you guys, you know, tell me what I can report back. So I don't want to, you know, take away from or undermine any of the questions that she had. So she asked about the uniforms and whether or not there could be some diversity. And I think what she meant was some more flexibility in terms of the colors for the students.
You mean like some schools have navy blue pants or khaki pants?
Right, and then the shirts too, because she said, you know, that could help with the mood.
What's the current? I don't even know. I see the
blue.
Kids in the morning. It's all blue?
Or so you can wear the light blue.
Shirts are navy blue, light blue, white.
Blue, white, yeah.
Okay, and what about the pants?
Navy blue.
Oh.
So, I mean, and I think, to be honest, as a parent rep advocate, sometimes when you go into the stores, sometimes you'll find the other shirts that aren't the strict blue and the light blue and dark blue, you're able to find more of the other colors, you know, and even sometimes at a cheaper rate, like those navy blue pants, because I think they're,
you know, so popular, like they can be more expensive than like the khaki pants or the red, the navy shirts and stuff. Yeah. And so that may help, you know, with the students here and, you know, flexibility in terms of, you know, just considering your population and the demographics for the students and parents that attend this school. So I think that that is a, you know, something that should be considered.
So just, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Who establishes the uniform standard?
That was my question.
The board would.
That's where that came from, the board, when the school first opened. And so, that's the uniform that we've had for 16 years.
So we did, so we weren't on the board, so we didn't.
So it's navy blue the only thing pants and
light blue shirt, white shirt, or navy blue shirt.
So when we say light blue, we mean like an Oxford color.
Pretty blue. Like a powder blue.
The
lighter blue in your coat?
Yeah.
Baby blue. Navy blue.
Yeah.
Baby blue.
And then the girls like can wear the skirts or the jumpers.
Baby blue. So what you're saying is that we can add another alternative to that list.
Right.
Would a motion be in order?
Yes, we can motion to amend our dress.
I move to amend the dress code to include the color khaki.
For pants.
For pants.
Yeah. Or jumpers.
Yeah.
Or skirts or jumpers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what all these things are called.
Second.
Oh.
Okay, and this will go into effect.
I was going to ask that question.
Is this going to be next year?
So with shirts?
Are you going to make a separate motion for the shirts?
You can only amend my motion.
Okay. I'd like to amend Dr. Fletcher's motion regarding the color for the pants, but to also amend the color for the shirts to include not only light blue, dark blue, and white, but maroon. I think they also have what are the school's colors?
Blue and white.
Blue and white, which is why it was blue and white.
I know maroon is a color.
Is this one of the parents?
And so that's another thing too. Should we maybe, so they're just asking for color choices. Again, I'm not going to be here next year, so I don't want to prejudice their opportunity. Maybe I should wait to get colors from them.
I was going to say perhaps the easiest way, we can vote on changing the uniform with the caveat that one of the PTO members comes to the next board meeting and gives us their
idea.
Exactly. Because I think khaki pants are fine.
And how they want to expand on it.
Khaki is pricey, but I wouldn't want the colors to go away from the basic school.
Yeah, that's
what
I
want. You have to have at least one combo of the school in there. That's that's why it's there, I assume.
So even if she brought that, you still wouldn't be open?
Speaking for me.
So what does everybody else
I know, for example, Lake Forest, they have the uniform and they do the navy blue, light blue, white, but they include like the gray polo. They can wear gray too. And I think they can do khaki.
Some schools.
So khaki and blue, the blue and gray,
or a gray sweater, white. Or something like that.
I guess my fear is if we give them not give them as if we're doing someone a favor, but if we say any color, then we don't have a uniform policy anymore.
Yeah, because then campus's colors are khaki and red, so you don't want
to.
Stay with the
blue, white, and then just khaki.
By adding khaki,
that's okay.
That gives you a little bit of flexibility.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I agree.
Could we have a vote on the motion?
Yes. So I rescind my amendment to Dr. Fletcher's motion.
All right. So it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Mrs. Robinson, attempted amendment by Mrs. Holmes. to change, to allow.
No, that is.
To amend the uniform policy to allow khaki pants, jumpers, or skirts, along with navy. Well, along with what we already have.
What we have now.
All in favor?
Aye.
And so we have amended the policy. I would also, if you could report back to them, Mrs. Holmes, that if they have.
For the 1920 school year?
Yes, mm-hmm. 2019, 2020. Right. If they do have any other ideas, they are welcome to come to the board meeting, in the future.
Yeah, because that was really her. The only question was about the shirts,
And I understand, I think as a parent, my kids have had school uniforms. There are certainly sometimes you go to a store and you see a whole bunch of one color,
Walmart,
and then none of the ones you need.
Old Navy, that's the place I'm going to get.
The issue with Navy and the white's always filthy.
Yeah.
I mean, like when my kids were in Catholic school, I was
I'm a Baltimore Polytechnic grad. We
and
had
I always
a
did
white
short
shirt
sleeves.
And a tie.
You can have a Navy
day.
Sweater over the top.
Okay, so the second... So the second question was with respect to AOD educators receiving a pay increase. I guess with the concern that, you know, if they receive a pay increase, then it will contribute, I think, to the quality the quality of their services and the longevity, I guess, of their career, I mean tenure, I guess, here, and kind of help attract them. Okay. So that was a question they had. Now, I mean, of course, I could respond to that given, you know, my experience here, but at the same time, I wanted to present it so that you guys can give me, you know, a response that I can then take back.
Well, I can give you, the simple response is it's an issue we have been working on forever.
At least as long as I've been here.
Yeah, and the numbers... You know, we just have
Depends
to get our
budget.
Numbers up.
You know,
so we're continuing to address it, but we do appreciate their concern for our faculty members as well.
And it's all based upon the budget.
Right.
And as Bill says, the enrollment.
Right.
The enrollment.
So I guess the another response to them would be, you know, if they can come up with ideas as to increase enrollment, those would all help.
Tell their friends, recruitment, talk about the Odyssey of the Mind, you know, our test scores.
But I'd also like to say, for the first time this year, we did give a state increase in total. And they got a $500 stipend, so it's better.
I was going to mention
it's better than it's been in the past.
Yes, we're trying,
and we're still working on it.
Yeah. It's nowhere near where it should be.
Okay. Third there's an AOD carnival that's coming up on the 17th of May, and so they were wondering whether or not there would be any board members who would be willing to volunteer.
Not to cut you off, I think it's the 16th. The 16th is a Thursday. The 17th is a Friday, unless I'm misunderstood.
What month?
May 16th.
So
May 16th is a Thursday.
Yep, 16th. Yeah, she wrote 17. Okay, so right. May 16th.
I can volunteer. I'll be around.
It is a Thursday. Yeah, it has to be a Thursday night.
Yes, so Thursday night, what time?
Yeah, I can't be in any dunk tanks or anything.
No, that's what I was getting ready to ask.
Yeah, I can volunteer.
I can volunteer to help, but what time? I need... The time of the carnival.
What do they want us to volunteer to?
You have to get in the dunk tank.
So we have an April meeting, and I can follow up as to what all.
Tell us exactly what they want us to volunteer.
They'll have it rolled out by then. I know the meeting on first Monday.
So this is May 16th.
You'll have one of those outfits.
May 16th.
At what time?
Starting at 6.
6 o'clock.
6. That's what I need. 6 p.m.
6.
I'm available.
Yeah, as soon as you like, I'll be available.
And it's a carnival.
6 p.m. I can make it.
Yeah, carnival.
I can come. I'll participate. If I got a man a table or something, you know.
Yeah, I can do that.
Clown makeup.
I said that. That was the first thing I said. No clowns, and you said no dunking, so I'm not going to.
No, I'm not even.
As long as the egg events that are.
Ms. Robinson has already volunteered for the dunk tank.
No, I have not.
Well, make sure Ms. Holmes put her name down.
Don't do that, Mrs. Holmes.
I don't even know if they have one. Did
they're working
one?
On it.
We'll work on it. We'll make sure it happens.
Okay. Throw the ball at you.
Nope, I will not be a target for any kid.
All right, lastly, and we addressed this briefly before, but with respect to the Odyssey of the Mind, PTO is, I guess, sponsoring a fundraiser, a snack fundraiser that apparently they've given the school a brochure. I don't have it, but they were wondering whether or not the board members would be willing to purchase, you know, some of the items out of that. So that was the last.
Share it, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have it. She said she provided it to the school.
Yeah, she did. She gave all teachers brochures Wednesday.
What is it, candy? What does it consist of?
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, okay.
Nuts.
It's like a normal candy.
Okay, yeah, all schools do that.
Give me things I could check off, things I can purchase. I can do that. I'm for that.
So is there a way that we can get, like, how would the board...
We have a order form in the break room that we have for staff if they want to purchase.
Okay.
I want to purchase. Okay. Let me see the form. Check off something on it.
I saw her delivering.
It costs $20.
$8 each. I think it's a 7 ounce.
It's very reasonable.
Yeah. $8.16. I can buy two items. That's under 20. I can do it.
I think
when's the
that's
his allowance
for the month.
April 11th.
You're right.
Yeah, April 11th.
Is the deadline? So we would need to buy it tonight.
Yeah.
We don't come back again until
we have to pay for it tonight.
I'm going
to
get it. You can go get it.
Thank you.
It's on the table.
Y'all want to pay tonight? We want to pay. We have to pay.
I'll have a credit card.
I would only have a check. A credit card.
I don't know where my check
is. What is wrong with this generation? You got
to pay. I didn't want to be raped or robbed when I was in college. I have not carried cash since 2000.
So you think that the reason why you didn't get raped?
No. I'm just saying. If somebody was going to rape or rob me, they wouldn't get anything.
Hand.
They wouldn't get anything. Is all
yeah,
I'm
he asked her to have a child.
I know. This is
now he's in her pocketbook.
I told you at the beginning we were losing control when Mrs. Robinson was singing and dancing.
Look, Dr. Fletcher, I don't carry cash because I have small children. And when they see me open my wallet,
yes,
they're
in.
Start begging.
Yeah. That's why Terrell carries cash because he knows I don't.
Yeah. And my daughter says, don't you have a plastic card? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, perfect.
Your kids are grown.
Yes.
But they were young. And I carried cash then, and we didn't have this issue.
I've never been a cash carrier.
I'm going to go talk to Miss Holmes.
I brought that home yesterday. Wednesday.
Yeah. So last night I had a meeting up in Wilmington, okay. So I didn't check any of that stuff.
My husband made it. Do we pay when it comes in?
Only thing I saw was report card.
No, I think it has to be paid before. But you're here. Counter. You come in to sign bills. Get it.
Yeah, I only saw his report card. It was on the counter.
I would imagine the board members are good for it. I don't think we'd be too worried.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on the time of month. Once my daughter gets a hold of it.
They got some achievement. I don't know that. Thank God all my kids are grown. My grandkids are grown.
You want?
Oh, you see your grandkids?
Chocolate. Yeah, covered in almonds.
Almonds. Wow.
I was first one.
Yep.
And
as using them for the
There's like a statute or something. The reason why is because we had to file an appeal for someone who was receiving workers' comp.
Depending on the way they set their rooms,
they tried to take it sick pay when it should have went through workers' comp. So that's the only reason why I know the pay statute.
Do you have anything else?
That was it.
All right, thank you for the report.
You have your own smart.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have one last thing that is actually not good that I have to report to the board.
Executive?
No, not executive session, but it's not good though. Mr. Capers has submitted his letter of resignation to the board, and do you mind if I read it on the record? Are you guys okay with that? You okay with that?
All right.
It's with much regret that I inform each of you that I'm submitting my notice of resignation as the assistant principal for AOD effective July 11th. So we have him for another couple months. My reason for resigning at this time, at the end of the school year, has nothing to do with any issues, work responsibilities, or leadership of the school. On the contrary, the 4 years that you have allowed me to be a part of AOD, the AOD family has provided me with a number of personal experiences that I will absolutely cherish when I lower the curtain on my professional career as an educator in this school community. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank all AOD board members, both past and present, for their support as far as educating me about different policies and procedures that you must tackle each year in order to make sure that the school is getting everything possible from the state for our staff and families. On a personal note, I would like to thank John Leone, who reached out to me to ask if I would be interested in working here at the school. Also to Nancy Wagner, Dr. Fletcher, and Kimmy Boynton for their personal support with a number of school-wide initiatives that we collaborated on over the last 4 years. Your efforts were greatly appreciated. Finally, I would like to acknowledge our head of school, Mrs. Sherry Marshall, who embraced me from the very first day I arrived back in 2016. I cannot say enough about how she has worked so hard to not only grow into the role of the principalship, but to continue to look for ways to become even better as the administrator of the school. I would also like to add that our professional relationship is built on mutual respect and support for each other, and this is evident in the way that she works with the staff here at AOD. Once again, I would like to thank each of you for allowing me to come on board here at AOD to help make a difference with our children, parents, and staff. It's been a true blessing for me. Thank you, and Godspeed to you all. Let me say, Mr. Capers, from me, you came when we were, well, let me say, it seems like we've always
had issues. I'm trying to hold it together.
I'm
watching. I'm like, hey, I'm not looking at it for that reason.
So for the record, since the recorder won't capture you guys grabbing tissues, it seems like we've been tackling issues since I've been on the board, and you came at a time when we were in the midst. Just reading your letter, I didn't even know it was 4 years, because it seems like it was just yesterday.
Fast.
Yeah.
It was
fast. So I personally not only thank you for your service, but for your mentorship to the board, to the school. Your years of experience paid off exponentially for us. And we appreciate the fact that you came out of retirement. I know people in the community that know you well, and I've always heard great things. As a matter of fact, one of my former coworkers, who lives right across the street from Town Point, when I told her you had joined the school, she was like, oh my God, I've been knowing Mr. Capers for years. He knows all my kids, and that's Karen Robinson. Once she gave her vote of confidence, I knew it was solid, because she speaks her mind and does not hold back from telling the truth. So on behalf of myself and the board, I would like to thank you, and then offer anyone else on the board, if you guys would like to say something. But will be missed.
I too would like to thank you, your wisdom and experience, and actually how to navigate the school level, the K-5 environment has been just beyond value. And you allowed me to participate in some programs that otherwise I would have never gotten involved in, the video and other things, the actual
program.
Recruitment and the after-school tutoring of kids and things that I just do now that has paid off at my church, because now I'm sort of co-directing the tutoring program at the church. We call it the SOS program. So. I certainly thank you, and whatever I personally can do as you move on to your next level, don't hesitate to call on me, because I owe you more than I can repay. So I thank you, and I think some letter of commendation needs to be put in his hands or in his record that he can carry with him for his efforts here.
And we will definitely plan something for the end of the year.
Right.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to?
I will.
Holmes?
I'd like to thank you for your service, but I mean, my comments are more, you know, sentimental in terms of when I found out, you know, and I've said this to you, you know, on numerous occasions, but when I found out that Mr. Capers was going to be the assistant principal, because at the time I didn't really know you. I came in when Mr. Rodriguez was the principal, and so when I found out, you know, that he was gone, and you know, there was a lot going on, and that Mr. Capers was coming on. Mr. Capers was my principal.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Capers knows me since Town Point. I lived in Town Point. I wasn't all that good, so I had detention with Mr. Capers. I mean, he kept me in line, like, you know. So, like, yeah, at Town Point, he was my principal. He was my principal, Karen's principal, like my sister's. Yeah. So, and I was there from kindergarten through fourth grade, and Mr. Capers was principal. He did not play, and so I knew, like, it was just this sense of, you know, assurance, and, you know, I just felt so comfortable, like, knowing that he was here, and that he was going to be the principal for my kids, you know, and so that always just gave me so much hope, and, you know, gave me so much confidence in this school, you know, that, I mean, I knew in your hands, you know, that this school, you know, was going to, you know, stay on track, and that, you know, our kids would have, you know, the best care and the best you know, service through the teachers and everything, that you would keep everything, you know, in line. And so, I mean, I just appreciate you being here. I mean, my son is graduating this year. You had Tiana, you had RJ. And so, I mean, I'm just appreciative, you know, of your willingness to come back. Because I know that you didn't have to. I know that you were in retirement. And so I appreciate, you know, you making that sacrifice, because it was a blessing to, you know, my family, and I'm sure to other families as well. And so I did want to put that on the record.
You got it.
Thank you. I got it.
Mr. Capers, I want to say to you, congratulations. Thank you for all the dedication and the commitment and the sacrifice that you have made to this position. As you continue on, I don't know if you'll go out of retirement and then come back in.
I'll be dead if I do.
Okay.
His wife will take him down a notch.
But I just want to say...
She helped find this letter, so I'm just letting you know.
Congratulations.
That's not a possibility.
And enjoy your retirement.
We intend to. I'm sorry, Tracy. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I was saying your wife...
I just wanted to say a couple things. I deliberately did this letter early for the sole purpose of at least looking, moving forward, what can we do to put into place some, you know, support for our head of school. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has worked tremendously hard at this point. Mm-hmm. And I know our backs are up against the wall, you know, as far as, you know, money and everything, but it really does make a difference if we can consider that, you know, in the long run. We have a couple months here, and I've been chewing on a couple staff members' ears, just kind of getting feelers for them in regards to their licenses and certification, and I've shared that with Sherry at this point. But it really does, it's a dual thing, basically, that's needed at this school in order to really, really make it sustainable and a continuance for not only the families, but also for the staff. So that's one of the reasons why I could have waited until June to do this, but I just really felt I wanted to give you a heads up now as to, you know, what my thoughts are.
We appreciate your consideration. Yeah. And I know Mr. Capers, for full disclosure, emailed me quite some time ago to tell me this was forthcoming. But we do appreciate that.
All right, well, thank you. And thank each and every one of you, too, and especially to my buddy down there,
Bill
Bentz. Yes, you have. Don't even sell yourself short. You really have. Your service to the school, the way you have worked hard to help us get to where we have to, you know, we have to go. It's appreciated by everybody around this table, my friend.
Yeah, so you kept us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, we are still here.
Yeah.
And mine's going to come, too.
No, we understand.
I know.
Amen.
I know.
It's going to happen.
I know it does.
But we're still here.
I'm 76.
Yeah, but we need 5 years notice. Yeah.
At least.
All right, thank you again for the kind words. Everyone.
We're really going to miss
you. We are. You will be missed. And please, the door... Like other folks that have served the school, the door is always
open. I'm not going to talk to him about this until July 10th.
Highlights. Yeah, start picking his brain, get his list of jokes.
Gene, do you have anybody who would fit the mold of you? You know, we can't afford a full-time salary, but do we know somebody? Because I think a lot of people retire, and then when they retire, they're unhappy. You know, and if you go from working full-time to part-time, then retirement, it's a lot better transition.
The key here is this lady right here. That's the key.
I know, but I'm saying if we could have support similar to that, it would make her situation better. That's why I raised that.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay. We'll have to.
We've got some work to do.
Yeah, we have some work to do.
There you go.
It's nothing new.
Yeah.
We've worked before.
One of my favorite heroes, Mr. Spock, says, sauce for the goose.
All right. Hearing no other, let me ask, rather, any other announcements or new business? All right, hearing none, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, it's been moved by Mrs. Robinson.
Seconded
by Mrs. McCarthy to adjourn our board meeting at 6:59 p.m. on March 28th, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
We're off the record.
Sweet 16, here you go, right? And